Hello, and thank you for joining me again. My name is Richard Height, and today I'd like to talk about a very, very challenging barrier in the process of spiritual awareness, and that is language itself. The nature of language, certainly as mankind has known it, and every language I've ever heard, assumes the very grammar, the very structure, the very language itself, assumes that self is a real thing. Now, the self actually is merely a concept. There is the body, there is the surroundings, there is mind, there is consciousness, there is feeling, there is memory. All these things are certainly functions. However, the concept of self does not need to be in order for those functions to occur. In fact, when the concept of self fades, wanes, and is revealed for what it is, there's a greater, much greater harmony in life, because there's no longer this brainwashing occurring of the self as being separate from others, as being a separation from the environment. There is absolutely no separation from the physical body and the environment around it. The physical body is not really you either. I mean, every single cell in the body is replaced within 7 years. So are you a new you every 7 years? Of course not. It's a new body every 7 years. So the self is a construct of language and an assumption within language, an assumption of separation. And so we make a statement, for example, I'm hungry, or I don't like that, or we're constantly labeling what I is and associating it with other things. And this becomes a huge barrier. If we were to begin to look at words and be much more accurate in our description of reality as it is without that concept, which is really just a mirage, the structure of language would begin to change. There's an old saying that the beginning of wisdom is calling things by their proper name. And there's some truth to that. So what we can do is begin to consider language and how we are constantly labeling and connecting objects and ideas and things into this amalgamation, this concept of self, and then start to see through the self by looking at that falsehood through language. And now we can see a good example of language being used in a non-subjective fashion by Jiddu Krishnamurti. He was a non-dualistic speaker and author, teacher 50 years ago. And Jiddu Krishnamurti, when he referred to quote-unquote himself, he referred to the speaker or the listener, this body. So instead of saying, I'm hungry, this body is hungry. Instead of saying, I think you should do like this, he would say, the speaker thinks you should do like this if he's the one who's speaking at that time. Now, this sounds like, from the listener's perspective, this way of using language sounds so mystifying and sounds so special and weird, actually, to anybody who is not interested in spirituality at all. But to people that are, they tend to get really wooed by it and think it's something really amazingly special. And really it's not. It's simply an indication through language that the speaker is no longer identified with the concept of self. There is no identification going on, certainly very little identification going on. And that speaker is, there has been a realization for that individual that language has served to brainwash and has been psychologically damaging. Language itself, because of its falsehood and the assumptions that occurs through it, effectively creates countless identifications, mental and emotional. And my challenge has been, how do we actually access life as it is while we're constantly being brainwashed with language. That our language is constantly creating this false image of the self, the idol, that is not a real thing, and that our reality as it's projected from our minds ends up being tainted by this concept. In reality, our mind is not our mind. There is no our, there is no I. There is simply mind. There is simply consciousness. There is simply is. There simply are tools. There simply is environment. There simply is movement. There simply is what is happening right now. And that awareness begins to greatly simplify the experience of life. And in that simplification, a great deal of energy is no longer wasted. A great deal of harmony is automatically resolved. So I encourage you to play this weird game of language. And that would be, for example, if I were to rephrase that last sentence, let's replay the experience of language. The speaker would encourage the listener to replay the language process, to play with it, to consider the structures of language, to remove the sense of I, to actually remove the word I, and use other descriptive forms in expression, so that therefore the mind can relax, consciousness can emerge. It's a strange game when there is identification with the I. But once we start to play with it, the language starts to become more natural. It feels more natural. The speaker remembers when first in Japan, learning the Japanese language, how strange it felt, because there were no feelings connected to any of the words. And the words sounded so unfamiliar. The movement of the mouth was so unfamiliar. It all felt so artificial and so strange. But once the speaker became more natural with that language, once the skill had developed, quite naturally, feelings started to connect to those words as associations began to connect with those words. Experiences began to connect with those words. And those words ceased to seem strange anymore. The awkwardness and the weirdness of it all ceased to be, and it just became another language with which communication could quite naturally occur without any feeling of oddness to it. This process of the speaker accurately describing reality will feel in exactly the same way as learning a new language will feel, because effectively it is simply learning a new language, only a much more natural language. The speaker does not recommend that you inflict this new language on other people. But were it possible for the listener to find a friend to play with this language, that might be very, very revealing and very, very powerful experience for the life of the individual. So play with this, and the speaker wishes you a wonderful day. Thank you.